and we want to mark the passing of a champion of disability rights. Dr. Tim Nugent, who died yesterday, is known as the father of accessibility. He's credited with getting the University of Illinois to make campus buildings and buses wheelchair accessible long before the Americans with Disabilities Act prohibited discrimination against people with disabilities. Back in 1948, Nugent started a program for veterans who had returned with disabilities from World War II in Galesburg, Illinois. In a 2011 documentary that aired on public radio station WILL, Nugent described his goals.
I envisioned the opportunity to work with these people with various causes and manifestations of disability to make it possible for them to get a higher education. But I learned quickly that they needed more than just schooling. They needed experiences that were competitive. They needed experiences that were social and various other challenges to fulfill their life.
Nugent not only wanted to offer better opportunities for veterans, he wanted to change how the world looked at people with disabilities. He created a wheelchair athletics program for students and founded the National Wheelchair Basketball Association. But in 1949, when the Galesburg campus was closing, Nugent's Department of Rehabilitation and Education Services was also going to be shut down, so he organized a protest at the state capitol and called for the program to be moved to the University of Illinois' main campus in Urbana-Champaign.
We marched on the capitol of Springfield. I had 22 cars driven by people with disabilities, most of them paraplegics. First, we went to the governor's mansion. The governor escaped through the back door, didn't want to see us. We went to the Capitol, parked illegally in the Circle Drive, couldn't be seen there. Then we went across the armory to meet, and Senator Thompson, who was a senior senator at that time but was from Galesburg, who I had met previously, came over to greet us and talk to us and, in a sense, apologize. We also marched on the campus here. And I remember being at Lincoln Hall, which is one of the older academic buildings on campus, and there was paint scaffolding on the side of the building with planks. So we took some of those planks down and put them over the steps leading into Lincoln Hall from the Broadwalk, and I had my wheelchairs wheel up and down them to prove that we could do it.
Well, administrators at the university were resistant but eventually allowed the program. With little funding, Nugent turned to private donations and called for making the campus wheelchair accessible. He helped design and advocate for curb cuts, accessible buildings, and hydraulic lifts for buses. And you can see the results of his work all around the country. Sarah Castle is with the National Wheelchair Basketball Association. She played basketball with the USA Women's Wheelchair Basketball Team from 2005 until 2012. She told us she owes a lot to Tim Nugent.
The opportunity to participate in college sports as an athlete with a disability was amazing, and it shaped me as a person, as an athlete, as a professional. All of those experiences, I think, were really grounded in a program that he had the vision to create.
And yesterday, Illinois Senator Mark Kirk, who suffered a stroke in 2012, posted this video tribute.
I was very sad to hear the news that Tim Nugent has passed away. He has done so much for veterans here on Veterans Day, so much for making sure those of us with disabilities can get access to any place that the public can get. Tim, I will really miss you, especially around Nugent Hall, which is named after you at the U of I.
Nugent died yesterday at the age of 92. A bill to honor him with a Congressional Gold Medal is currently pending. More about him at our website, hereandnow.org.